The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Asexual reproduction is often seen among invertebrates, that is, animals without backbones. Until now, evidence of such parthenogenesis in vertebrates came nearly entirely from captive animals, usually surprising their keepers by giving birth despite the fact they'd not had any mates. Now scientists find that among small-toothed sawfish, progeny of virgin births do regularly live in the wild. These fish are critically endangered relatives of sharks. And rare species, like those that are endangered or colonizing a new habitat, may be the ones that are doing it most often. Between 2004 and 2013, researchers sampled DNA from 190 small-toothed sawfish. The scientists found 7 parthenogens, representing about 3% of the sawfish investigated. Parthenogenesis tends to occur mainly in small and dwindling populations when females cannot find males during mating season. However, such asexual reproduction is essentially extreme inbreeding. It is important to remember that parthenogenesis alone is not enough to save the critically endangered small-toothed sawfish from extinction.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.